This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
On the air now, another episode. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, who is an expert when it comes to cardiological health, Lake Cardiology. He runs down in the Orlando area. Been on the air with me for years and years. Lots of great advice. He reports every week here on the updates, if you will. A lot of multiple reports in the journals of medicine. The reports that come from the government to various clinics. So you now have the opportunity to listen in for a while, and there are all kinds of things that are being reported on, and it affects a lot of people who have big issues and small issues. So listen up as Dr. Ken reports here. First, let's talk about this, and I'm going to bring Art Bell into this story because he died of opioid misuse. There is a report in the Journal of Bone and Joint Surgery on specific problems with opioids right here.
Absolutely, and this is what a lot of people are wondering about. You know, who's at risk of extended use of these drugs? And this comes out of the Journal of Bone and Joint Surgery this week, Doug, that certain risk factors contribute to opioid misuse, including depression, back pain, and previous drug use. So those are the three risk factors. About 4% of the general population will continue using opioids for an extended period of time, and prior drug use, depression, and back pain are among the most important patient-related factors predicting those who continue to use the medications beyond 2 months. Beyond 2 months is what is considered misuse often for these drugs.
Right. All right. So story on top of story on top of story. Those of you who are fans of Art Bell, he did not die of natural causes. According to the report this week issued by the coroner in Nevada, he had put four different prescriptions.
Wow.
So he overdosed himself. And one of the things that he had was an opioid that was in his system. He had oxycodone, hydrocodone, diazepam, and, if I'm pronouncing this correctly, carisoprobol. Probol. Is that right?
Carisoprobol.
Yeah. That too. Whatever it is. All these things were in his system, according to the Clark County coroner in Nevada. So this guy, 72, he smoked four packs a day. I never saw the guy when he wasn't smoking, and you could hear him smoking on the air. It affected his voice. He thought when he was a kid he started smoking because it made his voice deeper. He was always a radio guy. So anyway, what do you make of this? And how many other people, one wonders, are at risk because they're taking three or four things and they don't know what the consequence is of putting them all together?
Well, he apparently was on this cocktail of four prescription drugs. He must have been in a lot of pain. He's on an opioid. He's on an oxycodone, which yeah. is pretty strong. And then he's on another pain reliever, hydrocodone. And then he's on Valium, which is diazepam.
Yeah.
And then he's on that last drug, carisoprodol, that you were playing with. That's a yeah. muscle relaxant. Mm-hmm. So he was on, he must have been in some heck of a pain situation.
He had very high blood pressure. He had COPD. Does high blood pressure go with COPD? Is that part?
Not necessarily. COPD is usually from smoking. High blood pressure, you know, eventually all of us are going to get it.
Really? That's right. You've said that a number of times. I don't think your blood pressure and my blood pressure are about the same. I think because of the way we live.
80% of Americans before they expire will get high blood pressure.
Really? All right. Well, the story behind the story of Art Bell, anyway. I thought
isn't that sad?
It is. What a waste. 72? Good God. We're all getting there. And it does. It just seems like such a damnable waste. All right. Here, next up. As we go through a lot of the things that have been reported in the last couple of weeks in the medical journals, regular sauna users. Now, I think this is good news, as I
understand. This is really good news.
Yeah.
Let's all go to Finland.
Sauna, right? We're on the next boat.
Yes. Absolutely. You know, those in Finland, they know something better than we don't yet know, but this comes in the Mayo Clinic proceedings this week. People who visit the sauna frequently, and in this study, that meant at least four times a week, may be less likely to develop heart and lung diseases or get the flu than those who rarely go. Sauna bathing reduces, Doug, the risk of high blood pressure, cardiovascular disease, stroke, and memory diseases. Sauna is also related to a lower risk of pulmonary diseases, including asthma, pneumonia, and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, which we just mentioned. Regular sauna bathing helps reduce blood pressure, inflammation, oxidative stress, circulation of bad cholesterol, and stiffness of the arteries. The risks of sauna use, they include dizziness and dangerously low blood pressure, especially with longer sessions. You want to keep your session to about 10, no more than 20 minutes, and just go in there and enjoy yourself. And in this study, they were using the kind of saunas typically used in Finland, where they get to 10 temperatures of about 175 to 212 Fahrenheit. You use very dry air with relative humidity of about 10 to 20%.
All right, so what's the difference here, people are asking, I'll ask for the people listening, between this and a steam bath? You go to this, sometimes there's side-by-side in the gyms at the Y that I go to. There's a sauna and there's a steam room. What's the benefit or the stress that might happen from using one or the other or both?
Well, according to this study, you want to go to the room that has the sauna. It's the very dry air, apparently, is what helps here.
Really? The dry air. So you don't want to go in because the other one is all moisture.
Exactly.
Complete moisture.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right. More studies, more conversation, more information from Dr. Ken as we continue here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder about the benefits of Omega 50. Well, the product from Purity Products is Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. Omega-3 is very important. Fish oil, we keep talking about that as it is very important for all of us. Krill oil is good for your joints. Keep things lubricated there. So the combination, very interesting and very ingenious from Purity Products. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. So it's got krill oil for your joints, omega-3 for your heart and for your circulation, and CoQ10 for energy. And you put all these things together, you've got a great combo. It's a small pill, not like a big... Some of these pills that you take that have fish oil in them, not only are they big like a horse pill, but they leave you burping, and the stuff, the odor that comes out of your mouth when you get close to people. Ugh. Not the case with Krill Omega 50 Plus. Reduce inflammation. Make sure your body is functioning well. This is a fabulous pill. Purity Products has put this together, and they want you to know how well it works. So, good idea. Call 800-355-1493 right now while you're thinking about it. 800-355-1493 for Krill Omega 50 Plus. Why call now? Because it's free. They'll send you a free bottle. They'll ask you to pay for the shipping. I think it's $4, something like that. Get it into your home. Get it into your system. Get it into your life. You will be very happy. And they know that. They know it'll work well. Proof positive. That's why they wouldn't give you a free bottle to get it started, because they know it'll work. So get it to work for you and get on the program. Supports healthy heart function, joint function, brain function. It's Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. Free bottle, yours now for the asking at 800 800-355-1493. Do it now. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. A free bottle at 800-355-1493.
Geico presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Lightning can spark a fire in seconds. So today, I'll show you how to protect your belongings by covering them in a fireproof blanket fort. All you need is a hammer, nails, and 700 fireproof blankets. Upon completion, you'll notice your apartment isn't just fireproof, it's also extremely cozy.
You could try to protect your valuables with a fireproof blanket fort, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Go to geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut?
Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too.
Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Calitran, we believe there's no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitran. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitran proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I should have done this years ago.
Disclaimer, traveling back in time is physically impossible unless you know how to build a functioning time machine. Then by all means, travel 25 years back in time, switch your car insurance to Geico. You could save a bunch of money. While you're there, please prevent your younger self from wearing that sleeveless tuxedo t-shirt, parachute pants, and glitter high tops to your senior prom. And at long last, rectify this horrible crime against nature. Geico is absolved of all liability if you destroy the fabric of time and space.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
All right, 18 past the hour. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. I'm Doug Steffen, going through lots of the information that's practically yours. And I use practically. It is. It's important to have some of this stuff. So if you're a breastfeeder, drinking is a problem. I don't know that we didn't know this before, but here's a more specific thing to look out for, Ken.
Well, what we knew was while you're pregnant, drinking alcohol is not a good idea. In fact, you should not do it because it endangers clearly the child. But this study published this week in the medical journal Pediatrics looked at during breastfeeding, can a woman safely drink alcohol? And the answer is a definite no. Breastfeeding mothers, Doug, who drink alcohol may be more likely to have children with cognitive problems than women who abstain while nursing. There is no safe level of alcohol, that's the bottom line of this study, for a breastfeeding mother to drink. A breastfeeding mother should abstain from all alcohol until her baby is completely weaned off breast milk.
Isn't that interesting? I remember when my children were young, both of them were breastfed. My late wife, former wife and has passed now, Tony, drank beer.
During the breastfeeding time.
She was breastfeeding because it calmed the kids down. She didn't drink alcohol hard.
Just imagine the geniuses. You have geniuses now. They could have been super geniuses.
Well, they both had a hard time sometimes getting to sleep. So at nighttime, when she would breastfeed, she'd have a half a bottle of beer or something.
Interesting.
And that went right, obviously, into the mammary glands, and it seemed to calm them right down. But you probably could have given them beer directly.
And it wasn't really known, and that's why this study was very important to be done. And now, without a doubt, we know, please don't drink while you're breastfeeding.
What you don't know, my mother smoked while she was pregnant with all of us, the three of us, and that certainly didn't help us. And when she was pregnant, and it didn't, she became an alcoholic. I don't think she was an alcoholic when we were in the womb, but she did smoke. And so that, you know, how many people listening right now who are older smoked whether you were the lady smoking when you're having the babies or smoking around them, that secondhand smoke? Good God, what did you do? 21 after the hour.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
The doctor on call at the moment is Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Dr. Doug Steffen. I practice without a license. It's okay. I have a lot of common knowledge. And Ken be the first to tell you that what he learned in school when he got all of his doctorates, he got two or three or four, I don't know, five, six, seven, eight, that the stuff that he learned in school is impractical now. I'm a graduate of the School of Hard Knocks and experience, and I pay attention. So that's how I have some cred here. Speaking of cred, here's something that is, this is, I don't know if shock is the right word for it. I don't even know what vaginal rejuvenation is, but there's a lot of focus on it. Is it a surgical procedure? Is it something that you would take medicine for?
Well, let me...
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Let me just say, you're not a candidate for this. So it may not be on your radar screen, but let me tell you, the ladies in your life, it is definitely on their radar screen right now.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of talk about vaginal rejuvenation. It's a mouthful. And this week, your favorite FDA decided to sound off about it because there has been a growing popularity. Ask the women in, you know, I hate to say in your age group,
really?
About what they think about.
I was saying, how do I start a conversation with Kara or Victoria or Jennifer?
No, well, they may not be thinking about it. You want a few decades older.
I got it. Okay.
And but there is a growing popularity. I mean, but the women on your show, they're so attuned to all of this. I'm sure they know all about this.
Right. Okay. So
despite its growing popularity, what the FDA concluded is there's no evidence that so-called vaginal rejuvenation procedures are either safe or effective. And the procedures, here's what happens. They use lasers and other energy-based devices to remove or reshape vaginal tissue, claim to treat conditions and symptoms related to menopause, urinary incontinence, or sexual function. The FDA has identified numerous cases, Doug, of vaginal burns or scarring. Tied to vaginal rejuvenation, as well as post-procedural pain during sexual intercourse, or recurring or chronic pain.
So, if I understand this, I'm just doing like everybody else does when you hear the story. Okay, let's Google this and see what is the story. Unsafe is the word they use. There are seven companies that sell basically laser beams, laser machines.
Yes.
It's called cosmetic gynecology.
Exactly.
And they all should stop. So is there nothing you can do to enhance this area to get women who are older, as you've said, back into enjoying sexual stimulation, the exercise and the fun and the sometimes meaning, the deep meaning that comes from a good sexual experience?
Yeah, there are plastic surgeons who really do specialize in this area,
yeah.
And I guess what the FDA was saying was to be very cautious about these energy-based devices that are sometimes used in this area, like the lasers. And there right. are other ways to reshape this area.
Is this equated to going through menopause? Is this part of the body change? Is this why women at this age don't want to have sex because it's so uncomfortable, so unpleasant, or just there's nothing there, there's no feeling at all?
Well, it's not that there's no feeling, because there's still plenty of feeling. It's just that the lubrication, the estrogen, is much less in that area. So they don't lubricate as well, so it can be painful. But a good gynecologist who specializes in menopause can help a woman a lot with having very enjoyable menopause intercourse mm-hmm. with some estrogen creams, etc.
All right. So there's that story, 28 past the hour on Good Day Health.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Sleeping at night used to be so hard for me. I couldn't fall asleep. I spent most of the night tossing and turning, and in the morning, I felt even more tired than when I went to bed. I thought I would never find something to help me sleep better, until I found MyPillow. I get the most amazing sleep with mine, and now I never sleep without it. I take mine everywhere, and you can too. Get the MyPillow 4-pack and enjoy 50% off. That's 2 premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows. You heard that right. Get 4 My Pillows, 2 premium pillows, and 2 Go Anywhere pillows at 50% off. It's 100% machine washable and dryable, made in the USA, and backed by a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. Get a better night's rest with the world's most comfortable pillow. MyPillow.com. Use promo code DJV. Get your My Pillow now. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV.
It's the Dodge Summer Clearance Event. Hurry in and make summer sizzle with Dodge Charger with 292 horsepower. Blister the road with Dodge Challenger, the most affordable V8 in its class, or Dodge Durango. Want something even hotter? Get up to 6 months of Apple Music on us when you join the Brotherhood of Muscle at the Dodge Summer Clearance Event. Based on Ward's Middle Specialty Vehicle Segment, visit Dodge.com/Apple for details. Apple is a registered trademark of Apple Inc. Apple is not a sponsor of this promotion. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
This is NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt.
There's a common thread I see every time I'm in the field.
Well, this is Brian. You were saving other homes.
Neighbors helping neighbors and strangers alike.
No official first responders here, just volunteers going in and bringing folks out.
This is what America's about.
Sometimes it's nice to see all the good that's out there.
We have seen it in community after community after community.
Watch NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt, evenings on NBC.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
More than 10,000 firefighters are continuing to fight wildfires in Northern California and Southern Oregon. As evacuation orders continue to come in across both states, firefighters saying the winds picking up can be a blessing and a curse.
Wind coming in clears the airspace so we can see what we're doing and actually have an aerial firefight. However, it does mean increased fire activity.
Senator Marco Rubio, along with a bipartisan group of 5 other lawmakers, slammed Google over its reported plans to introduce a censored search engine in China. Regarding China, Rubio says the United States really has to be careful.
There is no greater threat to the United States because China seeks to replace us, and we're still struggling in this country because for the first time since the end of the Cold War, we now have a near-peer adversary, and a near-peer adversary that is looking to overtake us, and frankly, we're helping them.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and you're listening to USA
Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Focusing on you and your health, this is the Good Day Health Show. Two prominent doctors every week spend time talking about the nuances of health and how things that are happening in research, development, or affecting you and how you live. Dr. Ken Kronhaus runs Lake Cardiology. Lake Cardiology is a prominent clinic in Central Florida, focusing on cardiological problems. But I will tell you, Ken is as well-versed and balanced when it comes to your whole body. I respect his opinions, the research that he's done, continues to do that at his clinic. If you'd like to be a part of what goes on there, in the sense that you may visit Orlando, you come from someplace in the southeast, you want to get to the bottom line, you want to know the facts, you don't want opinion, you want clarification, Ken is the person to go see. That's why I like him. And you can reach his office by dialing 352-735-1400. That's Ken's office at Lake Cardiology, area code 352-735-1400. Do yourself a favor and bring yourself and your body up to date. There are all kinds of things when you go into the clinic. Kind of a fun place to go, meet all the people that are there and have them do their work on you. We also have, as associated with these broadcasts, podcasts. GoodDayHealthShow.com is the place to find the archived podcast. For example, on the most recent one with Ken, news about a new study that shows that the effects of eating after 9 could stimulate breast and prostate cancer. That detail is there. Then Ken and I talk about a new blood test that can detect early signs of melanoma. Should be available next year. The liver cancer death rate going through the roof. We talk about that on the current podcast with Ken. Learn why that is a problem. Studies also showing that ADHD can be linked to digital devices. I don't know if there's any news there, but it's good to reinforce it. Also, striving for a healthy heart routine may also be good to prevent Alzheimer's. That makes good sense because blood getting into your brain, good healthy heart, get the blood circulation around. The risk of having a heart attack during pregnancy rising. We discussed that on the current podcast with Dr. Ken at gooddayhealthshow.com, especially for older women. And there's also a new study showing that having omega-3 fatty acid supplements may not have all of the health benefits that once were thought. But it's not bad for you. It just may not be as good for you as some thought. And with that, I want to, by the way, all those podcasts, Jack's podcast and Ken's podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com. So with regard to what's good for you, what's not good for you, Jack and I have had a rather lengthy discussion about the benefits of vitamin D, how to get it, and what it does. Apparently, there's some sort of research out now that suggests that we may be using or having too much vitamin D. He speculated that some of the cramps that I have, Ken, come from excess vitamin D. But I remember many different conversations we've had over the past couple of years as vitamin D has come into prominence in research. And you said that most of us don't get enough vitamin D, even though, like, I use myself as an example. On the farm, I spend 7-8 hours a day out in the sun. And many days, it's rare that I don't have at least 3 or 4 hours. My skin is tanned, the old farmer's tan, around on my arms, my neck, my face, that sort of thing. And so, as sunshine gives your body vitamin D, even in the blood tests, we found that you didn't think I had enough vitamin D, so you told me to supplement with it. And so I take 2,000 IUs of D vitamin D3 every day. And so Ken seems to think that that's, Jack seems to think that that's, according to the research, not appropriate. Maybe getting too much vitamin D. So is there such a thing in your experience as too much vitamin D, and what do we believe and what do we do?
Well, there's definitely a possibility of too much vitamin D, but the nice thing about it, it's very easy to check by getting a blood test.
So my blood test shows, according to your interpretation, I don't have enough.
That was before, and then you upped it, the daily intake, because you can get it from the sun, you can get it from certain foods that are enriched with it, or fatty fish, and you can also take it with supplements. And taking 2,000 units a day, it's very hard to get toxic. There are some symptoms of maybe you're getting too much: nausea, vomiting, poor appetite, constipation, weakness, weight loss, confusion, disorientation, heart rhythm problems, kidney damage. Those are pretty general. It can be due to a zillion different other things. But it is possible to get too much, but at the level that you're taking, I strongly doubt it. But it's really easy to check if there's any doubt with a simple blood test.
Yeah, ask for that. The bottle says
vitamin D level.
It supports teeth, bone, and immune health as well, because doesn't it activate the calcium? And one wonders if there isn't too much calcium. Why would I have so many cramps? Why all through the year I have a severe, the other night I got up screaming because my legs were locked up and I had to walk around. And
are you drinking enough water before, you know, people?
Lots of water these days because it's so hot.
Before you go to bed, people don't want to wake up urinating. You have to thread that needle. Either you're going to wake up urinating or you're going to wake up with muscle cramps, depending on how much water you drink before you go to bed.
So it's just before you go to bed that
correct.
Not what you have, not
correct.
Your intake all day long.
Correct. Or if you're not thirsty, drink something that has something in it, like juice or something.
Yeah, grape juice.
Your volume, your fluid level, as you go to sleep, is going to affect whether you wake up with muscle cramps.
It is.
Absolutely.
And nothing to do with vitamin D, in your opinion.
You're not toxic. There's no way. Because you were low, and we put you on 2,000 units. And, you know, is it possible in medicine? Anything's possible, but it would be extremely rare. I'd want to go buy lottery tickets with you if you're toxic.
Okay. You're on.
It would be extremely rare if you got toxic on 2,000 units after how low you were without it.
All right. In a moment, how salmonella. You hear us talking about E. coli. We had a number of discussions almost every week. There's some bacteria, salmonella, E. coli, listeria. What's the new one that we can't pronounce?
Oh, yes. This is something that we don't often talk about, the parasite Cyclospora. Yeah.
Right.
This is a warning this week from the USDA. How do you feel about the USDA?
Well, I think that it's political. I think that they're influenced by who gives money to Congress. There's a bump from politicians to bureaucrats. And so I think that you look around. I'm actually looking at a report.
Let me just, can I mention what they announced this week?
Yeah, go ahead.
We were about to go.
Yeah.
So the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Doug, has issued a warning about possible cyclospora contamination in popular salad and wrap products. And the beef, pork, and poultry products are produced by Cato Foods and sold at popular retail stores, including Kroger, Walgreens, and Trader Joe's. And the USDA has identified 25 affected items. The current warning is linked to chopped romaine lettuce. And should we talk a little bit about cyclosporiasis?
We can after this. Hold on a second. I want to do a couple of things, and we'll get to that, and maybe a little more on salmonella. The folks at MyPillow are concerned, as is Ken and a lot of other people, about how much sleep you get. S-L-E-E-P, sleep. Are you getting enough? Ken recommends 7 hours, 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night. 80 million American adults are chronically deprived. They do not get the recommended 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night, and I would be one of those people, and I would guess that most people in morning radio are in that same bag. If you don't get enough sleep, it affects your performance for sure. How to get enough sleep, how to get restful sleep, is the job of Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. MyPillow provides each and every one of you, if you have them, with the opportunity to experience a great night's rest. Manufactured in America with materials that have been made in America. This guy invented this because he couldn't get a good night's rest himself. He was an engineer and he said, okay, I'll put a bunch of different products together and see which one works best for me. And then he started making them, giving them to his friends, and his friends said, wow, you should make these. So he started making them in his garage and selling them part-time, and now for 12 years he's had a big factory in Minnesota and has been making hundreds, if not thousands, tens of thousands, millions of these pillows. Now, you can get the MyPillow 4-pack. Enjoy 50% off. 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows. This is a promotion they do several times a year, along with lots of other things that can be promoted. You have to just go to MyPillow.com. You don't have to, but it's smart. If you need anything for your bedroom, whether it's pillows, mattresses, good sheets, dog beds, all that good stuff. Use the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. Replenish the pillows that you have. I'm getting a new bed for Daisy. All of these things with the same fill, the same patented fill that makes the pillow just unbeatable when it comes to a good night's rest. So go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for everything you buy. You get a great deal. And it starts with a better night's rest. Get that 7 to 8 hours using the world's most comfortable pillow, MyPillow, at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for fabulous bargains.
Thousands of veterans need service or comfort animals. Many of them never get one. This is one of the reasons why we lose these heroes to suicide. There are also millions of dogs in shelters, many of whom will never be adopted. The Wounded Paw Project helps bring these two together. They save dogs from shelters and train them to be companions and helpers to our wounded heroes, and for just 19 tax-deductible dollars a month. Go to WoundedPawProject.org to find out how you can help. That's WoundedPawProject.org.
Geico presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
An overflowing toilet can wreak havoc on your home. So today, I'll show you how to avoid a flood by installing the toilet in your bathtub. All you need is a plumber's wrench and a hose clamp. This easy modification not only stops flooding, it also cuts down on morning prep time.
You could try to protect your home with a tub toilet, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Call Geico and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut? Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too. Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Calitran, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitran. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitran proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
Extra information here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with a warning. The continuing focus over suntan lotion application, people getting less than half the sun protection they expect from the popular suntan lotions. Problem isn't the lotion, however. It's how you and I put it on. That is the application of the sunscreen. Using sun protection factor, SPF, I think. If you use SPF 15, you ought to be able to stop sun damage, at least according to the theories anyway. But in reality, you need SPF 30 or even SPF 50 to be safe. There's a study out. These people carried out a number of experiments with volunteers. SPF 50 lotion applied in the topical way would only provide 40% of the expected protection that you need. SPF ratings are based on the assumption that that a little bit of a blob will cover sort of a square centimeter. I don't even know how you measure this stuff. It's like measuring calories. Anyway, what the bottom line here is that you should apply 6 full teaspoons. Bring a spoon with you when you put the suntan lotion on. 6 full teaspoons to cover your body. More than half a teaspoon for each arm, half a teaspoon for your face, half a teaspoon for your neck, half a teaspoon for your ears. More than 1 teaspoon should go on each leg, and a teaspoon on your chest, and a teaspoon on your abdomen. Good God. Areas like your neck, your temples, your ears are commonly missed, so take extra care. Apply SPF liberally there. It's also easy to forget to reapply sunscreen as often as necessary. Put it on 15 to 30 minutes before you go out in the sun to allow it to dry, and reapply after you've been out for a couple of hours. Hi, Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day Health. So we've got the, whatever that pronunciation is of that stuff. We're always talking about Salmonella, E. coli, Listeria, and the problems that come from this stuff by getting food that isn't properly cleansed. That's really what it is. So now Salmonella has shown up in Honey Smacks cereal and Goldfish. Who doesn't eat Goldfish? Now you can't eat that with comfort anymore. Can I guess? I mean, when do you, how the heck does that stuff get into something
exactly
this processed?
That's exactly. This is a new presentation. This is why this is so interesting. We all need to know about this. For years, as you were mentioning, Salmonella scares, Doug, have centered on raw or undercooked foods such as chicken, eggs, or meat. But this summer, there's concern that the bacteria may have found its way into the kind of packaged products where one would never expect it, such as Pepperidge Farm Goldfish, Ritz Crackers, and Kellogg's Honey Smacks. Well, it turns out the potentially fatal pathogen is sneaky. It's able to survive not only wet but dry environments. In this case, whey powder, an ingredient often used in shelf-stable dry foods, may be tainted with Salmonella. The Goldfish, Ritz Crackers, and Swiss Rolls made by Flowers Foods are believed to use the whey powder manufactured by Associated Milk Products. Whey is a byproduct of milk. It's like adding milk without adding milk. You're getting the protein you need for the product.
Wow. Pretty cool, huh? That's good to know. All right. In a moment, we're going to discuss botulism because there's a recall on some Heinz products. And that's not, this is really more important because it could lead to a fatality. 10 before the hour on this week's Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
bacon lovers. We ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Time now for another, well, not another, but we keep going here with the news and the information. Botulism. This Dr. Ken Kronhaus is doing a lot of work on the records of the week, the production from the government overviewing certain things and their reports, journals of medicine, etc. So Kraft has recalled Heinz products, and this is a dip. Right, that you find in Taco Bell stores. They sell it commercially, do they, in grocery stores?
Exactly. Kraft Heinz, as you said, they recalled about 7,000 cases of Taco Bell salsa con queso because the product shows separation that could create conditions, Doug, for the bacteria that cause botulism, a potentially fatal form of food poisoning. The separation in the affected products could allow for the growth of Clostridium botulinum. This is a form of bacteria that can cause life-threatening illness and even death. Even if the product does not appear to be spoiled, it should not be eaten. The recalled products are 15-ounce glass jars of Taco Bell salsa con queso mild dip. They've been demonstrating use-by dates of December 27, 2018 and January 23, 2019. Don't eat it. Bring it back. Get your money back.
Yeah. Yeah. Always bring that stuff back and get your money back. Don't just throw it away. All right. Next up here, this drug to control endometriosis pain. What is endometriosis? A word we're familiar with, I think, but what is it?
Yes, this is some new hope. Women, the lining of the uterus.
Okay, you're like me. You have a drink of water.
Yes, the lining of the uterus. Excuse me one second.
Okay, all right. Listen. We all have those moments. I have them on the air all the time. People think, oh, this is... The way you know it's real radio is that we are real human beings and we do real things. Yep. I have to sneeze every once in a while. I have to cough every once in a while. I have all kinds of things that, you know...
Yes, Dr. Ken is human, believe it or not.
Yes, believe it or not. All right. So anyway...
Well, let's talk about it after a little bit of water. I'm back. Endometriosis, it affects an estimated 1 in 10 women of reproductive age, Doug, and about 30 to 40% of women with the condition are infertile. The symptoms include painful cramps or periods, heavy periods, chronic pelvis and intestinal pain, and pain during or after sex. The FDA has approved a new treatment for pain caused by endometriosis. This is the overgrowth of the lining of the uterus, the womb. It's called Elagolix.
Yeah, that's
brand name Orilissa, O-R-I-L-I-S-S-A. Some of these new names are really challenging. It's the first and only oral gonadotropin-releasing hormone antagonist specifically developed for women with moderate to severe endometriosis pain. This is a new class of drugs. This is very exciting. It's not a look-alike similar to what we already have. And this is a real problem for so many women. So if you are suffering with endometrial pain, ask your gynecologist about this new drug for endometriosis pain. Real hope.
All right. In a moment, we discuss the connection between depression and heart attacks. Coming up next.
Their mission was Mars, but on the fifth day, they had burritos.
Oh no, what have we done? Close the door.
Warning, heartburn and gas detected.
They wanted to go home until a scientist saved their dignity with new Tums Chewy Bites Plus Gas Relief.
Everyone, hold on!
This season, get fast heartburn and gas relief that's out of this world. New Tums Chewy Bites Plus Gas Relief, available in the store near you.
It's the Dodge Summer Clearance Event. Hurry in and make summer sizzle with Dodge Charger with 292 horsepower. Blister the road with Dodge Challenger, the most affordable V8 in its class, or Dodge Durango. Want something even hotter? Get up to 6 months of Apple Music on us when you join the Brotherhood of Muscle at the Dodge Summer Clearance Event. Based on Ward's Middle Specialty Vehicle Segment, visit Dodge.com/Apple for details. Apple is a registered trademark of Apple Inc. Apple is not a sponsor of this promotion. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
All right, so let's get to how we prevent heart attacks, because depression could be something that leads to a heart attack, right?
Exactly. Out of the Journal of the American Medical Association, the end of July this year, good news for heart patients with depression, Doug. It's common for heart attack survivors to develop depression. Spend a week with me. I have to be part-time psychiatrist, unfortunately. Now, a new trial has found that antidepressant treatment may help those patients avoid a second heart attack. This is a study of 300 patients with depression found that treatment with antidepressant Lexapro almost halved the risk of suffering another heart attack in the next 8 years. So everyone who has very serious depression, you know, you just don't find any pleasure anymore in what you do, talk to the doctor about treatment.
All right, there it is, Dr. Ken with great advice. Check out the podcast every week at gooddayhealthshow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.